New survey results are highlighting the challenges and opportunities facing older adults in Guelph and Wellington County. A major community survey of more than 2,000 older adults has revealed both strengths and gaps in local supports. Conducted by the Guelph-Wellington Seniors Association, the study explored everything from transportation and housing to social participation and volunteerism. One of the key findings, many seniors feel disconnected from their community. Respondents cited difficulty making friends, health issues, and transportation barriers as reasons for isolation. At the same time, libraries and word of mouth were identified as powerful ways to share information about programs and services. Vice President Elizabeth Staggles says, collaboration among organizations serving seniors is essential to address these challenges.
There are other organizations serving a similar population, and we need to be working together more rather than just in our little isolated groups. They're doing things, we're doing things. We need to do them together and access each other's services more and connect seniors more.
Transportation also emerged as a pressing issue. Most older adults rely on private vehicles, and accessible parking is often inadequate at places that serve seniors. The report urges local governments and agencies to plan ahead, especially as the older adult population continues to grow. Affordability is another concern. Many residents living on fixed incomes say they cannot afford current programming or activities. Others noted barriers to digital access, while some lacking internet service or not feeling comfortable being online. The survey recommends maintaining in-person registration options to ensure inclusivity. President Pat Gage says conducting the survey was vital to understanding the needs of older adults and to guide future planning.
For me, I think it's the socialization, getting the seniors out. Seniors who are housebound, hopefully they're getting some sort of socialization through their TV or whatever. But I think the people who come here, they're here two or three times a week, playing cards, doing bingo, whatever. And I think this is great.
The findings will inform programs and services across Guelph and Wellington County, and advocates hope the evidence will support recognition as age-friendly community under the World Health Organization's guidelines. The Guelph-Wellington Seniors Association says the survey is just the beginning and that the real work lies in turning these findings into action. I'm Paul Harriet reporting for the Grandit 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.